Good evening, everyone. We've made it to the 6 o'clock hour, and this news update is brought to you by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon. Authorities are making progress in a theft investigation linked to Jeffrey Shane Nunnery. Our reporter has the latest on the recovered tractors and what comes next. Thumb Broadcasting correspondent Sydney Sutliff has the story.
Sheriff Kelly Hansen says two tractors connected to the case have been recovered. The first, a Massey Ferguson, was voluntarily returned by a local resident who claimed he bought it believing Nunnery had legally purchased it out of the Highland, Michigan area. The second tractor, a John Deere, reported stolen from Newaygo County, was found in the Hemlock area. Both pieces of equipment have been tied to transactions involving Nunnery, who remains under investigation. Sheriff Hansen thanked residents for their cooperation, saying tips from the community were key to recovering the stolen property. He also confirmed other motorized vehicles have surfaced in the investigation and are currently being looked into. Reporting from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom in Bad Axe, I'm Sydney Sutliff, Thumb Broadcasting.
And authorities urge anyone with information to contact the Sheriff's Office at 989-269-9910 and follow along on thumbnet.net as the case continues to develop. In Carroll, members of the Tuscola County Democratic Party plan to hold a peaceful march in Carroll this weekend as part of a nationwide No Kings Day of protest. The local event will take place Saturday, October 18th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the sidewalk in front of the Tuscola County Courthouse. Organizers say the demonstration is part of a larger movement taking place across the country on the same day. According to the Tuscola County Democratic Party, participants are gathering to express opposition to what they describe as threats to democratic institutions and processes. The event is one of many coordinated protests happening nationwide under the No Kings banner, which organizers say are intended to promote the protection of democratic principles and government accountability. The Tuscola County Democratic Party describes its mission as supporting transparent government, environmental protection, economic opportunity, voter access, and affordable education and health care. The group holds monthly meetings on the third Thursday of each month at the Brentwood in Carroll. And in Mayville, Michigan, another legal wrangling is underway against the village of Mayville regarding who can be on the village council. Legal action was taken by Claire Friars and Judy Chesney, who previously won the right to have their names on the election ballot and who won council seats a year ago, but have not been allowed to be sworn in or to take their seats on the council. In 2024, when Friars and Chesney went to attend the council meeting to take the oath of office and their seats, they were locked out of the village hall. The press and some others were also locked out of the public meeting. A village police officer stood by the door and only allowed certain people in, which in itself is a violation of the Open Meetings Act of conducting a public meeting with only selected individuals allowed to attend while others were locked out. Friars and Chesney are once again taking legal action against the village, as well as Kristen Valentine and Beau Shaver, who were filling the seats on the council, even though village residents did not vote them into office. Over the last few years, there has been a lot of political posturing in the village over a variety of issues. A previous court ruling last year by Huron County Judge Gerald Prill determined that Friars and Chesney could be candidates on the previous election ballot. They were, and they won. And again in Carroll, the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will conduct a meeting at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning at the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Carroll. According to the preliminary agenda, Controller Administrator Erica Dibble is expected to present some long-awaited financial information. She will present a proposed list of several budget amendments and journal entries to be made. Perhaps that will finally provide a picture of the county's current finances. For several months, Commissioner Tom Bardwell was the only one who continuously asked for information on the county's current financial position, but because of one reason or another, that information was never fully provided. Bardwell has expressed grave concern several times about the county continuing to operate blindly without knowing what the current financial picture is. He is the only commissioner who has done that. The other commissioners have not been asking any pertinent questions. Dibble is also expected to provide an updated schedule on the progress that is being made on drafting the 2026 fiscal year budget. According to her timeline, on October 27th, there is supposed to be a preliminary view of the different budget components along with a first draft of the proposed balance 2026 budget. Then, between October 28th and November 10th, department heads will review their budgets and make some possible adjustments. When we come back from this Ozentoski Farm Equipment sponsor message, we'll get to our national, international news and our obituaries.
This is great goose hunting here in Farmer Red's corn.
That's right. My buddy Farmer Red just got a new Case IH Axia Full Combine from Ozentoski Farm Equipment. Hey, here comes some geese. Get on.
Hey, where'd those geese going?
Hey, they passed right over our decoys to Farmer Green's field over there.
Hey, here comes some more.
Wait a minute. They just passed right overhead, too.
Let's go over to Farmer Green's field and see why the geese are all over there.
Holy smokes. There's leftover corn kernels all over Farmer Green's field. Oh, Farmer Green, would you mind if we goose hunted your cornfield next to Farmer Red over there on Stubble Road? Oh, thanks. Well, let's just say your field is a perfect feeding ground for geese.
This is Tim Ozentoski. It's time you checked out the Case IH Axial Flow Combines at Ozentoski Farm Equipment. The Case IH Axial Flow System has proven to pick up more grain and put it in a hopper, giving you increased yields and more money in your pocket. Stop in and see us at your Case IH dealer, Ozentoski Farm Equipment and Bad X, your locally owned and operated full-line farm dealer in the Thumb. Don't feed the geese, feed the Ozentoski family.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, a national campaign has been launched to help seniors identify fraud schemes targeting older Americans. The program follows a surge in financial losses due to phone and internet scams. Federal officials say reported losses exceed $3 billion this year. The initiative includes community workshops and digital safety training. Law enforcement agencies are partnering with banks to flag suspicious transactions. Organizers hope to significantly reduce senior-targeted fraud in the coming year. And in our international news, in Britain, transportation unions are threatening new strikes over pay and job conditions. Commuters are facing potential disruptions in train and subway services across London. The dispute centers on cost of living adjustments and contracted hours. The transport ministry says negotiations are ongoing to prevent walkouts. Analysts warn prolonged strikes could impact retail supply chains. Workers plan to vote today on whether to proceed with the action. And we do have one obituary to report for this hour. Patricia Ann Smith, 88, of Caseville, passed away Monday, October 13, 2025, in Holland, Michigan. Pat was born in Detroit. A funeral mass will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, October 18th, at St. Rock Catholic Church in Caseville. Burial will be in St. Rock Cemetery. Visitation will be 1 hour prior to the Mass in church on Sunday. Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon is handling the arrangements. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. In lieu of flowers, please consider memorial contributions be made in Pat's memory to the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital at stjudes.org or Parkinson's Foundation at parkinson.org. For the full news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon.